You are Locked On Brewers, your daily Milwaukee Brewers podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Cheer a superstar.
And that one's deep. Right center. Christian Yelich has tied it. You are Locked On Brewers, part of the Locked On Podcast Network. I'm your host, Ben Larson. Find me on Twitter at Cheesehead Talks, also at Locked On Brewers on Twitter and Facebook.com/Locked On Brewers. 4-2 loss to the Cardinals, and the backs now are officially against the wall. That's where we're at, Brewers. Brewers have started off 1-3 on this road trip, and I did come in and say there was some margin for error, and they've used it up. That's it. Maybe one more game they could lose, but they're going to have to go 3-1 in the final four against the Cardinals if they have a hope of making the playoffs. Maybe 4-0, I'm going to say get you in, but about now would be a good time for a four-game winning streak. That'd be it, and it would start today with a crucial doubleheader against St. Louis. The Brewers' offense has again disappeared. It was there. You could see it. It was very visible over the weekend and last week, and now since the road trip began, it's gone. No offense for the Brewers. Can't get it done. Pitching really has not been all that bad, really at all, save maybe the last game in Cincinnati. But that offense is nowhere to be found these days, and so that's where we're at. Brewers losing in 4-2 last night, and we'll get into it here with 3-up, 3-down, and then we'll talk about this doubleheader today on the podcast. So that's what's ahead. Let's do 3-up, 3-down.
3-up, 3-down.
Yep, it starts out with the ups, as always, and Keston Hira had two hits, which isn't really incredible, but it's really good considering where he was at. So I don't know. You know, one of these guys, there's several ways to win four games in a row or go 3-1. And one of them is for a single player to get red hot and do it quickly. And Keston Hira would be a good candidate. Anyone would, really. I'll take Eric Sogard starting four games and you know, having four hits a game. I'll do that. So whatever. Someone get hot. It can be different guys stepping up each game. It can be whatever, right? Just has to happen, and it has to happen now. But anyway, Hira had two hits. It wasn't a dominant performance by any means. There was a couple of hits. But considering where he'd been and how bad he'd been, it's a good night for Keston Hira. Holding the Cardinals to 1-for-16 with runners in scoring position is not bad. That's the second up. Because it could have been a lot worse. Cardinals only scored 4 runs and 1-for-16 with runners in scoring position. Brewer pitching, all in all, did the job, and that brings me to my third up, with the bullpen not being too bad. Corey Knable, the only guy to give up a run, and the Brewers had to use the bullpen last night because, unfortunately, Corbin Burnes was hurt. We'll get to that in a minute, and had to leave. He wasn't himself, but the Brewers used Yardley, Knable, Topa, Black, 4 relievers to get through the last 5 innings of the game, 4-plus innings of the game, and only giving up 1 run, that's not so bad. So pretty good effort there to keep them in the game and give them some chances. Downs, Corbin Burnes and his injury. Not good for Corbin Burnes, obviously. You hope that if things turn around here for the Brewers and they find a way to sneak in, that he'll be okay, but there's a lot of concern around it. Back tightness, it stiffened up on him. He wasn't sharp. He wasn't himself. His ERA got back up over 2. He blew his Cy Young chances. You know, 6 hits, 3 runs, all earned, 2 walks and 5 strikeouts and 3 2/3. The big blow being the home run that he gave up in that fourth inning that put the Brewers from tied at 1 down to 3-1 down. Was it the fourth or the third? It was the fourth inning. Yeah, bottom of the fourth, sorry. Memory's kind of fluttering on me there. But it was, that one hurt, obviously. Carlson hits the fourth inning home run, and didn't look like much off the bat, but it snuck out of there just over that porch in right field. And that was it. That was the big blow of the game. And it was tough for Corbin. He didn't last much longer and then left due to injury. Second down, the top of the order for the Brewers, 1-for-15. 1-for-15 out of your top four hitters, Garcia, Yelich, Braun, and Jerko. The hit belonging to Ryan Braun. He also had some at-bats in critical situations, and 1-for-15 in that top four. Nobody else had more than one hit, but a lot of guys in the bottom of the order had a hit. You know, 6 through 8 had one hit each, and then, of course, Keston Hiura with the two hits. So just couldn't quite string it together, and the Brewers, you know, could not set the table last night with these offensive woes. Third down, they're now a game back of the playoffs, and they are they're in 10th place in the National League right now. So we'll dive into the standings here, but the Brewers find themselves in a world of hurt, and now's not the time, for the players anyway, and the coaches to look at the standings. Just got to focus on trying to win and get back in it here. You know, I shouldn't say get back in it. They're in it, obviously, but they need to win some games. Need to string together some wins. 27-29, Philadelphia 28-29. Those are the two teams outside looking in right now. The Giants of San Francisco at 500, 28-28. Miami won last night. Giants lost, but Miami won. So they're 29-28. Those are 7-8, Miami and San Francisco, respectively. Then Cincinnati, who was idle in the sixth position. And the Cardinals in the fifth position. So you're chasing a couple teams. Again, Cincinnati's got a tough series in Minnesota. You're playing the Cardinals if you're the Brewers. San Francisco's playing the Rockies. Miami's got a tough series with Atlanta. They won last night, but it's still a tough series. So the opportunity's there. But, you know, forget about all the rest of that stuff. You always talk about this time of year when you're in it and you're trying to figure out a way to sneak in. You've just got to win your games. And to do that, the Brewers are just going to have to figure out a way to find some offense. They're just going to have to get it back somehow, whether it's an individual player, or if it's group effort. They're going to have to figure out a way to do it, and they just, in this road trip so far, it's completely dried up. It was looking promising. I know the level of opponent was a little less in Kansas City, but it was looking promising, and now it's just dried up here when you hit this crucial 8-game road trip. I said again before the trip, 5-3. Got to figure out a way to go 5-3. Well, they have the 3. They only have 1 in the left-hand side here, and they need 4 more, really. You know, they need to win 4 in a row. And again, margin for error, maybe 1 game, maybe 1 loss. So ultimately, you know, obviously today is incredibly important with the doubleheader. And then you got to come back for it Saturday and Sunday. Not going to be easy. Stranger things have happened. You always hate to hear that when somebody says stranger things have happened. Because while it's meant to be encouraging, it usually means, boy, we're up against it. And the Brewers are. They're just completely up against it right now. But look, hope is a good thing, right? That you also hate to hear people say that. That's all you have left is hope. We'll talk about the pitching matchups, the doubleheader. We'll do it next. You're Locked On Brewers. I've been talking about Indeed all week. It's the best number one job site in the world because Indeed gets you the best people fast. Unlike other sites, Indeed gives you full control and payment flexibility over your hiring. You only pay for what you need. You can pause your account at any time, and there are no long-term contracts. Plus, Indeed provides powerful tools to make your search that much easier, like sponsored jobs, which are shown to be 3.5 times more likely to result in a hire. With 73% of online job seekers visiting Indeed each month, Indeed is going to get you the important hire you need, just like they have for over 3 million businesses. So right now, Indeed offering listeners a free $75 credit to boost your job post, which means more quality candidates will see it, and fast. Try Indeed out with a free $75 credit at Indeed.com/LockedOnMLB. This is their best offer available anywhere. Go right now to Indeed.com/LockedOnMLB. Terms and conditions apply. Offer valid through September 30th. All right, guys, you're on the keto diet, you're on the paleo diet, you're on the diet of diets, you're trying to stay in shape, you're trying to maintain, just trying to get some energy, trying to find a good source of snack or protein or whatnot to get through the day. Well, Built Bar is there for you. They've got tons of flavors, 18 flavors, oh my goodness, including 6 new ones. So check them out. Built Bars are healthy. They're great for the health-conscious guy, like I was saying. Lose or maintain weight while indulging in a delicious treat. Bars are low calorie, low sugar, high protein, high fiber, and great for that keto diet. So again, check them out. Right now, go to BuiltBar.com, use promo code LOCKEDON. You'll get $10 off your next order. $10 off your next order if you use the promo code LOCKEDON at BuiltBar.com. Okay, so we are in it now. The Brewers are going to need to come up with something here. Going to need to dig deep and figure out a way to win some ball games. And, you know, not looking good right now, feeling low, but there's still a chance for sure. There's still some hope, and it's a sprint. A dead sprint now to the finish, starting with a doubleheader tonight. And so in Game 1, Jack Flaherty takes the mound, takes to the mound to face Brent Suter. Flaherty 4-2, his ERA 4.84. He's not been all that great this year. The Brewers got to him last time out. Boy, did they get to him. 3 innings, 8 hits, 9 earned runs. He walked 2 and struck out 6. Amazing. The Brewers really got to him last time. So I wouldn't expect that, but boy, would that be nice. That was 10 days ago. Last time out of Pittsburgh, much better. 6 innings, 2 hits, 1 earned run. You know, he's a good pitcher. He's not going to stay down. And so the Brewers are going to have to figure out a way to get through to him a little bit again. But, you know, that's their opportunity. And he hasn't been all that fantastic this year, although again that 9 earned runs probably really hurt his overall performance. So blow up start there, but yeah, it was against the Brewers, so who knows, maybe they can get to him again a little bit. Brent Suter to the bump for the Brewers. He'll probably go about 3 innings, but he's been pretty good in his starts when he has started, and again kept the Brewers certainly in the game, and you hope that's the case again this time around. He had his last start against St. Louis on the 16th, 9 days ago. 3 innings, 2 hits, no earned runs. And again, I think that was one of the doubleheader games, I want to say. And it was pretty good. He also started, or I should say pitched against Kansas City last time out. An inning and 2/3, allowed 2 earned runs. That was not a start. It was just an appearance. Oh, you know what? I was mistaken. I'm sorry. He did not start that game against St. Louis. It was a doubleheader game. But he... Well, I'd have to see. You know what? I can't remember now. My memory says that he did start. Sorry to be confused there. But he did go 3 innings and allow just 2 hits. So, yeah, that's the important factor here. And Suter's been good in that role. So that's the game one of the doubleheader. You know, must win. Yeah, they're all must wins right now for the Brewers. I mean, I know there's maybe the cushion of one loss, but I think pretty much must win for everybody. Daniel Ponce de Leon. Gets the start in game 2 for the Cardinals. 0-3, 5.74 ERA so far this season in 7 starts for the Cardinals. So he's not been great. Last time out for him at Pittsburgh, 5 innings, 2 earned runs on 3 hits. So, you know, he's going to give up something, but he'll keep the Cardinals in the game most likely, especially against this Brewers offense. So a chance to get to him. Josh Lindblom will start for the Brewers. And he's been better as of late. Last 3 outings, he's only allowed 1 earned run. Where did that come from? So he's been a lot better. So there's reason to hope there, including on the 14th of September last week, 5 innings, 3 hits, 0 earned runs allowed against St. Louis. So you hope that he can bring that as well. And, you know, the Brewers are hurt with Freddie Peralta and, you know, deciding to have a kid. I mean, who does he think he is? With his child on the most important day of his life. I mean, give me a break. There's a 60-game season and a playoff berth at stake here, Freddie. And it's, you know, it's his first child. Look, if you're going to have more, you'll have a chance to be there. Maybe you could time it out a little better, you know, and not have the baby during the season. Anyone? Am I going to get in trouble for making these jokes? Is that, am I going to get, like, mean tweets and stuff? Is that, because, you know. They're jokes. Okay, so Freddie Peralta's out. That does hurt on the baseball standpoint. He's out. And I don't know if he might come back this weekend or not, but he's out today because, you know, life events, blah, blah, blah. First child, blah, blah, blah. So that's going to, you know, doubleheader. You know, you were thinking that he would be able to maybe pick up some innings, but that's not going to be the case, and he's been so good. So the Brewers are going to have to figure out a way to combat that. And, again, their backs are against the wall. So, look. A lot of stuff, a lot of things working against the Brewers here, right? You got to win at least 3, probably the last 4 of the season. That's tough. Tall order, tough ask, and you're not 100% as a team. That's pretty tough, and your offense has been sputtering like crazy. Yeah, this is going to be a tough ask for the Brewers. But the beautiful thing about baseball, I go back to this, here on Friday morning. The beautiful thing about baseball is that you just never know. Sometimes a little, you know, doubleheader sweep can catch you a bunch of momentum, and then before you know it, you're in the playoffs. So we'll see what happens, and we will talk about it, playoffs or not, on Monday here on Lockdown Brewers. So we'll do the post-jubilation or the post-mortem for you on Monday. And obviously the odds are against the Brewers, but, you know, again, stranger things have happened. There's hope. There's hope. When you have hope, you have something. Everybody needs hope. We'll talk about it on Monday. Hang in there, and we'll check out what happens in the crucial doubleheader, the must-win doubleheader tonight. I'm Ben Larson. Thanks for listening. You can always check us out on Twitter at Cheesehead Talks, at Lockdown Brewers, and Facebook.com/Lockdown Brewers. Looking forward to Monday when we deliver your daily Brewers fix right here on Lockdown Brewers, part of the Lockdown Podcast Network.